You're listening to Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno, supported by HomeWatch Caregivers, whose mission is to preserve dignity, protect independence, and provide peace of mind for their clients and their loved ones by providing exceptional home care.
News Talk 1360 WCHL is pleased to present Caring Connections with your host, Nicole Bruno. Nicole has over 15 years of experience as a geriatric social worker and administrator, working in the long-term care industry to include skilled nursing care, Alzheimer's care, adult daycare, and home care. She also worked as a family caregiver. In addition, Nicole co-founded a nonprofit in the Triangle that specializes in support for caregivers. And now, Caring Connections.
Thank you for joining us today for this episode of Caring Connections on 1360 WCHL. Today, we will be discussing caregiver coaching as a method of retooling and refueling. Joining us today is Marilee Johnson, caregiver coach with Integrative Health Coaching and Consulting. Welcome, Marilee.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
I think this is such a great idea to coach a caregiver. And gosh, you know, if I had a dollar for every day a caregiver called me and said, I just really need some extra support, I think this is just going to be a wonderful thing for people to think about and maybe something they've never thought about before.
Absolutely.
So you brought with you some top 10 things that people probably don't know about caregiving that they probably should. And one of them I thought was very alarming is that caregiving for a spouse increases the risk of coronary heart disease by twofold.
Mm-hmm. So one out of two. That's right.
Wow. Do they have any idea why that is?
Just because of the stress and strain. Actually, caregiving has found to be an actual stress indicator or a example.
So like a precursor?
A precursor for mortality.
Wow. Also, caregivers for family members with Alzheimer's disease or dementia, there's 15 million in the U.S., 60% reported high stress and 33% reported symptoms of depression. Mm-hmm. That's another big number.
It really is. It just highlights the fact of how stressful their job is.
And very isolating.
And isolating.
Definitely. Definitely. Wonderful. And the last one I thought I would highlight is that there are professional health coaches that will provide advocacy and support that are located right here in the Triangle.
There are. It's a growing field of integrative health coaching. And Duke Integrative Medicine is one of the places that you can train to learn to do this.
Wow. I've been hearing more and more about it, so I'm really interested to hear about more about what you can do. So what exactly is integrative health coaching?
Integrative health coaching is a process. Oftentimes, people don't even know they have a health problem. They don't even know one exists. And it helps you go from a point of not knowing, we call it unconscious incompetence, mm-hmm. to a place of, oh my gosh, I could feel so much better. Now I'm doing things that I haven't done in years past. Mm-hmm. I feel so much better.
You just assume the way you're feeling is just normal to feel.
Right.
You don't know there could be light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak.
That's right.
Wow. So what else is involved with integrative health coaching?
There's a lot of things. It is a process. You can have integrative health coaching by phone, mm-hmm. or you can do it in a group.
So for people who may be really crunched on time, they could have a phone conversation.
That's correct.
That must work out very well. Do you find a lot of caregivers taking advantage of it that way?
That's the primary way that integrative health coaching is done, is by phone.
Okay. So tell me a little bit more about your background and how you got into this profession.
I've been in healthcare my whole life. So I graduated from UNC with a BS in medical technology.
Go Tar Heels.
Yes, definitely. In laboratory science. And then I went on to get my master's in business from Meredith, and I worked in strategic planning in healthcare. And then I took classes in epidemiology, and I became an epidemiologist.
Okay.
But what really brought me to being an integrative health coach was I was a caregiver for my mom and dad.
Oh, wow. At the same time, or?
Basically, as soon as my mom died, then I realized that my dad needed a lot of care.
Wow.
And
so you didn't have a break.
No, I had no break and was sort of thrown into this, you know, you go in that role of you think your parents can do everything and then you realize they can't. And so after, you know, I really struggled with it. I mean, I fit the mold of a caregiver that needed self-care. Mm-hmm. And I thought there must be a better way. Mm-hmm. So that's why I attended the integrative health coaching classes at Duke, and I learned there is a better way, and now I want to help people.
So did you do that while caregiving?
I did the last year my dad, the last year that my dad was here.
So that must have rejuvenated you some going through that.
It really did. It was a profound experience.
Wow, that's wonderful. So tell me about this wheel of health that I've heard about. But how exactly does that work?
The Wheel of Health is the platform, the living diagram that we go by. It's the foundation for integrative health.
Okay.
And, or for health. And if you can imagine a circle.
Okay. I'm picturing a circle in my mind.
Yeah. And then there's four rings in the circle. Mm-hmm. And the very center is you.
Okay.
You are the most important part of your health, and you have the ability to make decisions about your health. So put that, you are the focus.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next ring is going to be being mindful awareness.
So is that the next most inmost inner circle ring?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you're centering going out. Mm-hmm. Being mindful aware may sound kind of what does that mean? But it is really simple. It means noticing when something is a little off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, say something happened today. Say your parent fell or something, and you're all stressed out, and you had a project due at work, and all this stuff going on. But it's taking that moment and saying, "Oh, I'm really stressed. Let me just take a deep breath and notice." And so, if you do this over time, you learn to tune in when you're stressed and tune out and release that. Then you can become. You could actually prevent all these symptoms of headaches and, things that happen.
Gosh, I never had one of those.
High blood pressure, just that simple noticing. So that's the next ring.
So does an integrative health coach help you identify that and give you strategies on how to focus on that second ring?
Absolutely. So you learn to notice. Just simply noticing how you feel can be profound for helping you get healthier.
Okay.
And then the next ring is really where you get into the meat of self-care.
Okay.
And that there's seven components. And the first one is your mind-body connection.
Okay.
And that could be meditation.
Okay.
People have heard about meditation. And in fact, meditation has statistically or proven to help caregivers. They found that people that did over 8 weeks a 12-minute meditation.
Well, that's not a lot of time.
No, a 12-minute meditation for over 8 weeks is called something like Kriyan Kriya. But it's a real simple meditation. If you do that, you'll show like a 50 to 60% chance of, 50 to 60% improvement in depression.
Oh, wow.
And the same for your mental health scores.
Wow.
That's pretty profound. That's your mind-body connection. So there's, and I'm going to go through all the different all the different components.
Well, what we're going to do is hold that thought, and we are going to take a quick break, and I'm very interested to hear more about the next two circles in the ring of you. We're going to take a short break. I am here today with Marilee Johnson talking about integrative health coaching and how it can help you, and we'll be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on News Talk 1360 WCHL is supported by HomeWatch Caregivers. And now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. I'm here today with Marilee Johnson on 1360 WCHL talking about integrative health coaching. And when we left off, we were talking about the components of self-care in the Wheel of Health. And I'm your host, Nicole Bruno. Welcome back, Marilee.
Thank you.
So we got through the first two, the you and then the self-realization pieces. What's next?
So we were just getting into the seven components of self-care.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one is the mind-body connection or meditation. I did mention that there are simple meditations that you could do. And if you do the same one over 8 weeks, there has been proven from studies that you will show a benefit in depression and in your mental health.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So then there's other parts of self-care, the movement, exercise, and rest. And we put all of those together in the same component.
That seems interesting. And exercising and moving all together.
Because it's all works together. So if you can do and have joy in movement, mm-hmm. that's the goal, whether it's gardening or running, whatever is enjoyable to you. But are you doing that? But also, are you able to rest? And are you able to relax? And are you able to get proper amounts of sleep?
That seems really hard for a caregiver.
I was one too.
And I think that's something people must really struggle with.
Yeah, so they do. And so that's something we work on to get in a better place.
Sure.
Nutrition is very important.
Yeah.
Are you eating a balanced diet?
Yeah.
Now, integrative health coaches are not necessarily nutritionists, but we may refer you. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, believe it or not, your health plan may cover for free. It may be part of your health plan to have or see a nutritional counselor.
Hmm.
So always check into that. They can be a lot of help to you.
And I bet caregivers often fall into the trap of fatigue. Food.
Yes, and stress eating.
Yes.
So, yes, definitely. And then the next component is relationships and communication. Are you spending time with friends and family that are supportive of you? And oftentimes, caregivers don't. They are isolated.
Yes.
And it just spirals down. You know, what we're finding is maybe you used to make plans to go out. You
right.
used to go to Bridge Club or whatever, but then you have to cancel because something happens.
Or
you
all
know?
The extra effort it takes to be able to do that. I was a caregiver only for 8 or 9 months, you know, full time.
Yeah.
But I found myself just not wanting to put forth the effort to make the plans to be able to do those things.
That's so true. So between that and just canceling, you know, you feel guilty after you cancel so many times on your friends. You just stop making plans.
Yes.
And that's what we want to get back to doing. We want to get you back in your swing of what you used to do. Very important for your big picture of
sure.
your health, your whole health. Another area is personal and professional development. Are you learning new things?
Mm.
What did you used to do that you're not doing now? What did you have to let go of to be a caregiver?
Wow.
Yeah, so trying to get you back on track for that. And another one is physical environment.
Okay.
What does your space look like? Is it cluttered? Or even are you worried about your spouse or if they pass away or your parents? What are you going to do with all their stuff?
Mm-hmm.
So going ahead and taking, doing the steps that you're going to need to do and not just leaving that in the worry phase.
Sure.
And also... spirituality, you know, do you believe in something higher than yourself
mm-hmm.
or in arts or nature? It doesn't have to be a particular religion. But if you used to go to church, are you not going anymore? Maybe
mm-hmm.
that would be something. Maybe you could find some respite there. So that's the self-care rings. And then the outer ring
mm-hmm.
is the basic core of prevention. Are you going to the doctor? And they found that a huge amount of caregivers just don't
yeah,
show up.
Yeah, I read that in one of your statistics.
Yeah.
It was a staggering number.
They just don't go to
their
appointments.
Well, they're too busy caring for their loved one.
They are. They put their loved ones first.
Sure,
and
sure
that's
do.
Not good. You cannot take care of your loved one mm-hmm. if you haven't take care
And so
of
many
yourself.
Caregivers fall before the one they're caring for.
Yeah.
I've seen over and over again.
So that's really important in self-care.
Yes.
So that's really the foundation for integrative health coaching. We work through all of these parameters
and
components.
That's a big job.
Yeah.
Fun job, though.
It is. It is a lot of fun.
Very rewarding.
It is.
Celebrating the small steps along the way.
It is.
It
yes.
sounds like.
And teaching people to reward themselves as they make progress.
So I've heard that part of integrative health coaching has to do with creating a personalized health plan. What does that mean?
Yeah, it's really cool. Have you ever thought about making your own health plan?
No.
This doesn't mean, you know, buying health insurance.
Sure.
It's a health plan. So
yeah.
What do you want your health to look like?
Mm-hmm.
What is optimal for you? So it's a series of questions.
I've heard of a birth plan. What do you want it
yeah.
to be like when you have a child?
That's very
so similar.
So let's go all the way to what
okay.
do you want your life to look like? What is healthy for you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what would be optimal? And if you do have a limitation, well, what could be possible now?
Okay.
So your vision is the first step. And then values. What is important to you about this vision?
Mm-hmm.
Why is this important? is family really important to you? Well, if seeing your grandchildren get married is important, well, you better, you know, make sure you're in good shape, make sure you've exercised and all that. So you want to make, you want to talk about values and tie that as a motivator.
So thinking about the future.
Yes, thinking about the future. And of course, we've talked about a lot of components, but we'll go through each one and assess, like, where are you now and where would you like to be? So if you're eating horribly, you know, say you do recognize that you're eating horribly, so you might give yourself a 2 on that scale.
Okay.
Okay, so then I say, well, what would make that a 10? You'd say, well, every day I would have something easy to pull out of the fridge that would be, you know, two vegetables and some sort of protein. And so you'd, oh, I need to just make things easier for myself, you know, making choices.
So is it more of, you know, not only just where you are and where you want to be, but the steps you need to take to get there?
Yes.
Okay.
Working, making it into simple steps that are inspiring for you. So as you see your small successes build, you eventually get closer and closer to your goal. So after we've assessed each part, we can't do everything at once.
No.
So we have to focus.
Yeah.
Right now, which would be most important for you to accomplish? Or what are you willing to take on now? So maybe you don't want to change your eating habits right now, but you do want to sleep better.
Sure.
So maybe you pick something, whatever you want to do that you think will help you sleep better.
Sure.
And then next we move on to goals. SMART goals, making goals that are, once you've picked your focus, you're going to set a goal that's measurable, specific, action-oriented, realistic, and
so it's achievable, huh?
Yeah. So maybe you wanted to work on clearing out clutter, you know, of your parents' basement.
Sure.
You might say something like, okay, by the end of the summer, you know, if, which is 4 months from now, I will clean out my parents' basement of all junk, you know, just something simple like that. And you work towards that, you know, and then you would have, and you'd put that into action and you'd make up steps to that. Well, the first thing is you've got to ask permission. That might take a month,
or
you know.
More.
So you have to take small steps towards that, but at least you're going towards your goal.
Sure.
And then you end with reassessment, reevaluating after you've worked towards that goal. And that's where the meat also gets in. The really hard part is, are we getting to this goal? And that's where the coaching helps out.
So this is really interesting. It's not just focusing on the mind, and it's not just focusing on the body, and it's not just focusing on the spirit. It's focusing on all those together, it seems to me. Is that
It's pulling
that
your whole health together.
All
really
your pieces.
Is. All the pieces make a healthy person.
Very interesting. Well, this is wonderful. We are going to take a short break, and I will be right back speaking today with Marilee Johnson about caregiving coaching, and we'll be right back. Thanks so much.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on News Talk 1360 WCHL is supported by Homewatch Caregivers. And now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. I'm here today with Marilee Johnson talking about integrative health coaching on 1360 WCHL, and I am your host, Nicole Bruno. Well, right before we took the break, we were talking about all the components of what integrative health coaching can do for a person, but what I would love to have is some real-life examples of how this has actually helped some people that you've worked with. Could you give me some?
Yes, I would love to share some. I had one client who came to me. She was really stressed out. She cared for her husband, and she was a very busy person, but she worked, she wrote books, all sorts of things.
Wow.
But what she really wanted to do was run a marathon.
Oh, good for her.
And, you know, this was just what she wanted to do. And she could not get the trainings in with taking her husband to the doctor and, you know, like
all those
dialysis. Yeah, there's just so much going on. So we worked together and got her to a place. She got herself to a place of and found a group that she could train with. And she started practicing meditation and just it all fell into place. And I'm happy to say she ran the marathon.
Yay!
Successfully. Yeah.
Wonderful.
It is. And I know we all don't want to run a marathon,
right,
maybe, but that was an example.
That's a huge goal to reach.
Yeah, dealing
while
with all
caregiving.
With all the guilt and everything that's associated with leaving your loved one to do something that you really want to do.
Sure.
And then another example, a client had been exercising her whole life. She was an elderly woman, but she was in really good shape. But it was getting to the point where her husband had Alzheimer's and it was getting worse.
Sure.
So when she would try to leave, each time something would come up, something would happen, and he would either get agitated or kind of almost, not trick her on purpose, but she didn't feel like leaving him.
Mm-hmm.
So she had stopped exercising.
Mm-hmm.
So we worked through those issues and brainstormed to find other options. You know, could someone else check on him while you were out exercising? And she did. She found a solution for that. So this means that she continued to exercise and didn't start having, you know, the problems that lead to chronic disease with high blood pressure and all that. She's exercising three times a week. And so that's really awesome. And on top of that, she went to her wellness checkup. She got all her, you know, tests for stress tests for heart and everything.
Great.
She got that done. And then the other thing she was doing is downsizing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a little stressful
for her.
She
had a lot on her plate.
She did. She had hired someone to help her downsize her home so that she could plan to move. So this is a success. And this could happen. You know, these decisions that you have to make and things you have to do when you're caregiving are really hard. And it just helps so much to have someone to support you and encourage you.
Yeah, be your cheerleader.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
So in the remaining few seconds we have left here, could you give us some resources that folks could find out more information?
Yeah, well, they could call me.
Okay.
Mary Lee Johnson at 919-896-6511.
Okay.
Or you could just look on my website, which is my name, MaryLeeJohnson.org.
Great.
So MarileeJohnson, Johnson.org.
Okay. What else? Anything else?
Yeah. And I just can't stress this enough to try meditation. If you don't hear anything else about self-care, just try it. And I encourage you to either buy something at a bookstore or get something from Jeff Brantley or John Kabat-Zinn. But Dr. Jeff Brantley is right here, well, on the other side of the tracks at Duke, but that's okay, you know. But try something new. Yeah.
Well, it's been a pleasure to have you. Thank you for joining us today as we discuss integrative health coaching on 1360 WCHL. And as always, you may email your caregiving issues to caring@1360wchl.com.
The purpose of Caring Connections is to educate listeners to help improve the quality of life for families, for professional caregivers, as well as for those people afflicted with Alzheimer's disease.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno is supported by HomeWatch Caregivers and can be heard Saturdays at 10 a.m. Email questions to caring@1360wchl.com. Caring Connections is a presentation of News Talk 1360 WCHL. Weather updates throughout the day and emergency information whenever you need it. This is News Talk 1360 WCHL.